Are you insane?
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, I'll pick the click here. We'll play a couple of seconds of this. I think this is a hit song.
Hey, Jimmy.
By Sarah
it's
Silverman.
Me.
This is great.
Sarah Silverman.
I'm in a hotel. I don't know. I've been on the road so long, I don't even know what city I'm in.
She's talking to Jimmy Kimmel, her boyfriend.
So anyway, I've been thinking about you a lot. And I've been needing to tell you something. I don't know why I haven't, but it's important. I mean, we've been together for so long, over 5 years, and I still haven't told you, and it's just not right. So, here it goes. I'm f***ing Matt Damon.
She's f***ing Matt Damon.
I'm f***ing Matt Damon.
She's f***ing Matt Damon.
I'm not imagining it's you. I'm f***ing Matt Damon.
On the bed, on the floor, on a towel by the door, in the tub, in the car, up against the mini bar.
I'm f***ing Matt Damon.
She's f***ing Matt Damon.
While you're drinking diet samples.
Well, that's hey, Kimmel, how do you like them apples?
What do you think, Simon?
What do you think, Jetson?
Get it?
Even funnier than a barrel of faggots. The Don and
what
Mike
is
show.
He, a faggot?
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Barack Obama!
Good. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello. This is your favorite actor, Jamie Lee Curtis. And I just heard the news. I can't believe it's true. You're actually leaving.
Yeah, why don't you scratch your balls, Jamie Lee?
Now Mike and I can be together.
Yeah, well, Jamie Lee, I've always looked forward to it.
Big hermaphrodite.
You know, I don't fear the ass like so many people. I really don't.
Looking forward to it. That's the first change.
Well, what's great is you've got everything. You've got everything. She's got something in the front. She's got a package. She's got those beautiful Jamie Lee Curtis breasts.
She's got her big dad-like penis. Hello, Donna. Mike
Tony Curtis penis.
Hello, Donna. Mike TCP. Hi
this?
There.
What is this on my daughter?
Hello, Donna. Mike Show.
Look at that.
Yeah, Tony Curtis really is Cary Grant.
He's turned into Cary Grant.
It's the same thing. Yes.
Don and Mike, what's happening? Hello?
Yes. I'm a big fan of you guys. I miss you, Don.
I'm not dying. Thank you, though.
Oh, is this...
This is Don and Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, anyway, between now and when you leave, is Rob's mic going to be on so we can hear what you guys are saying to him?
What do you mean, sir?
Well, you know, sometimes you talk to him and laughing and stuff, and we don't know what's going on.
That's right. That's because that's the stuff that he says that's not really
airworthy.
Well, you're laughing, though, sometimes.
No, we're laughing at him, not with him.
You understand it's kind of theater of the mind, and God, I can't wait for June 1st. Bye-bye.
Can't wait.
Thank you, Dumas.
All righty. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, it's calls like that. They're going to put you in a good mood and me in a bad mood. Yeah, I know. What have I done? I really think that's true. I think what people can look forward to in the coming months is to slowly see your mood brighten as I spiral into a severe depression. I think that that's something to look forward to. I may already be there.
Wow. Me too. Oh, come on. You're on top of the world, Dave.
Oh, yeah. King of the world, Dave. Top of the world.
Seriously. Mike.
Yeah?
All of this is yours.
One day, all of this will be yours.
Please don't tell me that you're going to move back to crappy Fairfax.
I believe we may be, yes.
I know you will because of the commute.
Yeah, they're taking all this away from us. Yeah. But you know what? We'll have souvenirs.
That's all right.
We'll have pieces of the wall.
You know what?
I want this one.
You'll enjoy sharing a studio with Big O and Dukes. That's okay.
Yeah, I would.
Looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. Hey, I will have my own windscreen.
So says you.
Yeah, hey, I'll buy them myself.
I believe
that. You've said that before, too.
And I never did. I windscreens are interesting, and we're talking about what we put on top of the microphone here.
The spongy thing.
Yeah.
The condoms.
I'd like to take this opportunity to say hi to Ron Bennington.
Wherever he may be.
Mm-hmm.
Mike used to share a microphone with Ron Bennington. As you know, he's a big idol of Joe Ardinger's.
Yep.
And Mike would have to smell whatever Ron Bennington happened to eat over the previous seven
days. In fairness, it was Ron. Or was Ron where you were in Fairfax?
Ron was where
Ron
you
was
were.
Where I was. So it was Ron's windscreen.
Fez was where I was, and Ron was where you were.
I remember when they started doing their one-hour show in the afternoon. And that's when you first requested a microphone shampoo.
Yeah, a microphone where you just run it under hot water with dishwashing liquid.
Can you please go attend to this?
Yeah, look at that son of a bitch.
Hey, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Dude, Donnie.
Dude.
Huh?
Dude.
Oh, man, I love you, dude.
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 Dude. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Send me a card.
Good call.
That was a good call.
Hi there. Don and Mike show. Dude.
Good things happen when you're at O'Mara's.
Yeah, not over the last couple of months.
Quick thought.
Yeah.
Just spitballing.
Okay. Stop it. Now stop.
No.
No, you've got the look in your eye. I know what you're going to do. You're going to do something.
No.
You're going to do something precocious.
You're going to like it.
What?
First show. Live from your restaurant.
Yeah, right. Okay. Thanks. Thank you for that. That's great. Let me write that one down.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Let me remind you, okay, that over the course of this 20 years, we do occasionally hate the same things, okay?
We've always loved doing live remote broadcasts from
I see my immediate future. It's going to be three and a half, four months of torture. That's what it's going to be. Anytime something really bad happens, it's going to be, this is what you have to look forward to.
Well, it's like I've been hiding it from you all these years.
True. Look at Mr. Weight off his shoulders.
Yeah, that's the look.
Excuse me, isn't that the entire point of
I believe so.
The exercise?
We all hide you.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don.
Yes.
Hey, if you're going to retire in May, you still going to take like a 3-week vacation in March like you always do?
Yeah, just to piss you off, you bastard. You know why? Because I got a contract.
Well,
why don't you just squeeze one out right now and eat it?
Be a stand-up guy and just work on through the
Hey, why don't you be a stand-up guy and bend over and kiss my ass? I've done enough for you. Get out of here. Go to hell.
And not even a goodbye. He didn't even say goodbye.
No. No gratitude, no manners.
Right.
Typical douchebag.
I thought you said Hughes was being nice to you.
Like I'm a public servant.
That was Michael Hughes.
It was Michael Hughes.
Right.
You know what, gosh, since I've only got a little time left, I'm not gonna take vacation.
Let's work straight through.
Me? I want to quit this job. I mean, I want to quit.
Yes. What? That's what you meant to say.
I can't wait until the next vacation.
Count the days, Dave.
Can't do that, Mike.
Count the days.
Can't do that.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about until our next vacation. I can still get excited about that because I'll be gone too.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Well deserved.
Thank you.
Hello.
Right back at you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, hey, Don.
Yeah.
I was wondering, when you're gone, can I get your stereo?
Yep. Bye-bye.
Is that with turntable or without turntable? Diamond Stylus.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. This is James from the beautiful city of Balmer.
Hey, James.
And I'm really kind of poor because I'm relatively new to the whole Don and Mike-iverse here.
You know, you got on a little late. You got on this ride a little late. Get ready to ride the Mike-o-world.
Mike-o-world?
Mike-o-world. It's like Tilt-o-world.
Right.
It's right next to the Tunnel of Buzz.
Actually, it's called...
It's also right
Buzz.
Next, isn't it right next to Whack-a-Joe?
Yes, it is. Speed Whack-a-Joe.
Yeah, no,
Joe.
The Robinator.
Oh, yeah. You must be this tall.
Right. And actually, let's be honest, it's going to be called Mike Mountain.
Ride all the rides.
Thank you.
It's more of a molehill, really, but that's okay.
Oh, aren't you funny, ass?
I'm sorry.
I look forward to conversations with just you.
I'm enjoying
you. Amazing stain. You know something? Really.
Well, Mike,
hey, you know what? Wait till I have the button. When I have the button, you know where you're going to be? You're going to be in the parking lot already.
Well,
eating
saying,
crow feces.
There you go. He's gone.
Crow feces.
God.
And you know what? Really, based on what happens here at sundown in Rockville every single night during the winter, when anybody calls, it really pisses me off. I'm just going to simply say, I wish you crows.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. Thanks for all the years, and thanks for working through all your problems on the air. You give the rest of us a lot of hope, but I also heard that Garrison Keillor might be leaving that Prairie show. There's a gig for you up there near your daughter.
Would you ever consider doing the Prairie Home Companion with you?
Donnie's Prairie Home Companion.
I just pictured like the little gospel singers in the background, and you come out there. Hello, dear friends. This is Don Geronimo. You ever hear that guy? This guy has some sort of blockage in his nose.
Yuck. All I know is the movie. I mean, I can't stand him on the radio.
Well, I'd like to remind everybody about the Santa Biscuits. The biscuits are available for you on the Prairie Home Companion.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Actually, I'm hoping to leave here and go be an intern for the John Thompson radio show. Because I want to learn about radio.
Thank you, sir, for making a childhood dream come true.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Don, are you going to write a book?
Pardon me?
Are you going to write a book?
Coloring book.
Write a book.
Paint by the numbers.
Why are you asking him? Why are you asking him if he's going to write a book when you can't read?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hey, hi.
Hey, guys. We better freaking get the Michael Miller Show in Sacramento. That's all I'll say about that.
I urge you to call your local affiliate.
Mm-hmm. Woo! Mm-hmm. Okay. Michael Miller Cooking Hour.
You know, really, if that wasn't to happen, no big whoop.
The new studio does have a kitchen.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike, I heard Beth Ann's available.
No comment, sir.
Oh, a little intrigue.
No comment.
A little intrigue.
Certain things should not be commented on. All right. Hey there. Hi there. Oh, there. He sings and I'm attacking when I'm just chin packing.
Yeah, I agree. Well,
that's great.
Ain't nobody's business what I do.
Well, I heard back for 3 years. Well, good. Well, that's good.
Well, I don't know yet.
Well,
Jesus, I hate this.
If I could recommend.
I hate the great unknown.
I'd recommend Bert.
Well, we have started a dialogue.
With Bert?
Bert Weiss.
Bert Weiss.
I'm sorry, I love Beth Ann to death, but Bert Weiss was top of my list. Bert Weiss.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. He's the host of the Bert Show, Mike.
Yeah, he's got his own thing.
He's in Atlanta, isn't he? Like, I don't know.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You should pull an OCC and have the one-way mirror down at O'Meara's.
That's a brilliant, brilliant idea. You can both watch radio and cooking.
Mike's already got that. In the ladies' room. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
But it ain't the wall. It's the ceiling.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola. What's happening?
Hey, did you guys not hear Terry Bradshaw get the F-bomb out? Clear.
Terry Bradshaw said the F-word?
He did not. He didn't say F. What did he say, Robbie?
No, he said, where did you get a hat that would fit that bucket head?
I thought he said F.
No, but you're wrong because you're dumb.
Oh, now, Rob, listen, that attitude,
I don't have to be happy. I'm not going anywhere.
That
guy's a jackass. Get a better TV.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
He's funny when he does that.
Hello. Oh.
Hello, people.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, how about the Tom and Mike Show?
Which Tom are we talking about? Gavin?
Yeah.
Right.
What is? Has somebody seriously gotten hold of some secret plans?
Read the press release. Just got Mike's name on it.
Pretty amazing, though.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I got the perfect name. The Mikey and Buzzy Show.
You know, the first thing that about Tom Gavin, that one of the first things I asked for, really, don't you think it's about time he got a little pay?
For what he does, for
what
he gives.
Look at how much he's given over the years.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Some would say God's paying him right now.
Yes, sir. Evening the playing field.
That's somebody's unpaid debt. Hello, Don and Mike Show. God always evens
the score. I was just going to tell you guys that on behalf of Sacramento, we're sorry. Forgive us. Someday.
You know, not accepted, but
right,
certainly well-intentioned.
They're trying to get back in your good graces.
Right.
See you on June 1st. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
What if you went to...
Try not to gloat, okay?
What if you went
not to gloat.
What if you went to Sacramento to do the first show?
Oh, that's a good idea.
You know what? No, really. Really. I think that would be an absolutely horrible idea.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
How you doing? Hey, I almost stopped the show, but about the football game last night.
Now, listen, can we please not talk about trivial matters?
There are more significant things to discuss.
Hello. I mean, the last I checked, they play that game every year.
Right.
Okay.
There'll be another one.
How many times do you get absolutely monumental radio announcements?
And I'm not pulling a Howard Stern on you.
Right.
I'm not announcing this and then going to say at the last second, oh,
right,
they came in with a huge offer. I'm back.
Say it like Ted Turner.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Joe.
Right. Joe Ardinger here. How are you?
Oh, sorry. Radio gods.
I'm just loving the taste of my boogers.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Sheree Bobby. Yeah, how about that Paul Abdul?
Hey, this is Jackie Moon just telling you to suck it.
Jackie Moon!
Jackie Moon. I'm sorry I laughed at that.
Jackie Moon. Jackie Moon.
I like Career Builder. Those are good ads, too.
Career Builders were good.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don, a new possible job in your future would be, this is NPR. Thank you for calling, Don. And your new news.
Where are you calling from?
Good old town of Wichita. I'm sorry.
Wichita.
Gee, I hope you get to stay on there, Mike.
Thank you.
Buzz, do you take responsibility for this call, or did you stop doing that?
Absolutely not.
Tell you something. This is so freeing.
I'm happy. You know, I was happy for you. Now I'm not anymore.
It's passed.
Is the caller still there?
No, he hung up.
I was wondering if he thought that call went as good as he thought it was going to go.
He's from Wichita. He's high-fiving his friends right now.
Oh, he's the Chris Rock of Wichita.
Don and Mike, hello.
We will talk
about the events of yesterday.
Yes, hello. I'm here, sir. What can I do for you?
Hey, Mike, is Joe going to be able to work with you?
Yeah, Joe is. Joe, I think we really haven't discussed it.
Well, Joe,
so you might have to ask him.
We haven't asked him actually.
Joe doesn't know that we're probably going back to Fairfax, but he's staying in Rockville.
Joe,
yeah, that's a legitimate question.
Yes, Don,
I didn't have a question for you.
Joe,
yes,
will you be able to work with me?
I think so. I mean, if I'm going to be here. And you're going to be in Fairfax, I think we'll be fine.
There you have the answer. That's fantastic.
We're great.
Okay, thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Anything else?
Nope, not right now, Don. Okay. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That answer.
You know what I'm saying?
Just not good enough.
Anvil.
Little respect.
Yeah.
Please.
Don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Really? You can stay in Rockville.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Bottom of a shallow grave.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
I got a name for the Mike Show. It should be the Ace Rothstein Show, starring Michael Barron.
That's funny.
The what show?
The Ace Rothstein Show. and I'll get those big. What are they? Swifty. Joe said this to me. Like Swifty Lazar glasses.
Right.
And I'll wear the same outfits.
Now I'm laughing. That's good. Casino. Hello, Don and Mike.
Done, man. I'm gonna miss you, brother.
I'm not going anywhere for a while, brother.
I know, man. But shucks, May is. Just a stone's throw away.
I know, dude.
But look, I got a bummer, man.
Yeah.
I don't think Mike is strong enough to carry the show.
Trust me, he is, my friend.
Okay, well, I'm hoping that he does.
I give him 100% endorsement.
Hey, I'm right here, ass. I'm right. Yeah, there. You got what you wanted. You got your jollies, didn't you?
No, it ain't no jollies.
You got your jollies.
I like you, Mike.
You don't like me if you say that.
I do like you.
Really? What do you do? Wait a minute. What do you do for a living?
Oh, I'm just an insurance guy.
You're an insurance guy. Do I say, hey, you didn't write the right policy? Do I go over there and say, hey, how come you weren't down in New Orleans going to help out the Katrina victims? Do I sit there and do that? Hey,
I really
don't think you're going to be able to write that next policy.
Well, if you were disabled.
Do I do that for you? Don't you think my life has been a living hell the last month? You son of a bitch.
Hey, if you were disabled.
I just want to nip this in the bud early on. All right? Thank you very much. Hey, man, the doctor from The Simpsons calling in.
Yes, siree, but hillbillies like to be called sons of the South, but it ain't going to happen. I really don't think that Mike, hey, thank you very much.
Appreciate that. Sorry, I'm not going to do that again. That was the only time I'll do that.
Whatever.
I won't do that again.
Whatever.
I should be filled with great joy today, you know? I mean, really, the Giants won the Super Bowl. I'm very happy that, that everybody's going to be staying here. I should be filled with great joy, and I should not have overreacted.
Yes.
But it was fun.
They're not moving some chump in like Danny Bonaducci.
Yeah, thank God. Thank God.
That would be where you stepped off, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they bandied about a lot of different things. What sucked is I couldn't talk to anybody about it.
You mean I could have worked with Danny Bonaducci?
Yeah, you had an opportunity.
I had no idea.
Right, exactly.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Mike.
Hi there. How are you?
This is your fish. I'm very, very sick.
Which one?
I still haven't done it yet.
Still there. But
no, it's not really there anymore.
Dissolve.
There's like a round thing that almost looks like a desiccated tater tot. There's really no... I mean, they disintegrated and then went through the filter.
That's what filters are
Hello,
for.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
Same thing with fish. They break up and they become food.
Hello.
I am very sick also. But I call the Don and Mike show because they make me feel better. You guys rock.
Right on, honey. Have some more NyQuil.
Have you been you been vomiting?
Not lately.
But you had the same thing Don had?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
that's what I am
very, very sick.
Very, very sick. Do your fingernails grow?
They are kind of curly right now.
All the women jealous of your fingernails. You like lava beads.
When was the last time you took a shower?
It's been about 14 weeks.
That would be
Margot Kidder.
Over 3 months. How come you haven't bathed, darling?
I'm just joking around. I bathed yesterday, my friend.
Well, what's wrong with today, my friend?
Well, because it's Sunday today.
No,
this would be Monday.
Today is Monday.
No, well, it's my Sunday, though. It's a Monday Sunday. It's a Sunday Monday.
Are you on any kind of medication right now?
Absolutely not.
Should you be?
Probably.
What about beverages? Any alcohol in that?
Perhaps a little bit of a...
Stinky Poon time, 4:17. Don't forget, if you see...
Ding dong! It's 1:16 here. I'm over in the beautiful state of Spokane.
Jesus.
And I tell you what, I just opened the window.
Big bang. Very nice.
I opened the window, and we can smell you from here.
Yeah, you are drinking, aren't you?
Yes, I have been.
You know what I love? It's just like when somebody's drunk and they're trying to maneuver heavy equipment. You've got that delay factor. It's the same thing when see how she starts talking now? Because it just caught up to her mind what she wanted to say.
How young of a sweetheart are you? What's your age, sweetie?
I am a wonderful 34.
Yeah, and what celebrity do you look
That's a
like?
Good age.
I'm going to say, I have called before, but I'm going to say.
What are you going to say?
Brooke Shields.
I'm going to miss this.
Brooke Shields. The current Brooke Shields?
The Brooke Shields in the Desert Island Ocean movie.
You mean the Blue Lagoon?
Blue Lagoon Brooke Shields.
14.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Do your legs, in between your legs, does it smell like an ashtray?
No, I quit smoking a long time ago.
Acerbic wit.
There it is.
Okay, goodbye. Call back on June 1st.
Hey, you know what? Bye!
Hope she's better.
Taylor, if we're doing nothing else.
You're going to do that every day?
No, only today.
Okay.
We're just setting up for a great show on June 1st.
Sure.
With all these callers.
Yes, sir.
Nah, we'll move right on past it now, Mike.
Very good.
We'll move right on past it.
Good news.
Something entirely different. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I got a name for the new show. How about I can
Jesus
see my name?
Jesus Christ, the name. You know what?
All right, you know
the show has already been named.
Enough. The name of the show is Leave Mike Alone.
Thank you.
What? Would that be a great name?
Leave Mike Alone.
The name of the show is Leave Me Alone.
Leave Me Alone. Brilliant.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.